From Tidbits on September 14th, 2009, this is the audio edition of New York Times Website Compromised, How to Stay Safe, written by Adam C. Angst. Over the weekend, numerous visitors to the New York Times website were greeted with pop-ups that warned about a virus and promoted antivirus software that was itself Windows-based malware, an attack technique known as scareware. The Times has released a statement saying the pop-ups likely came from an unauthorized advertisement. In a more detailed GadgetWise blog post, Reeve Richmond of The Times explains more of the situation and offers suggestions of what to do if you see such a pop-up. In short, if you're using a Mac, don't worry much about this particular one. See the screenshot on the Random Mutters blog if you're not quite sure which one this is, since it attempts to get you to download Windows malware, which won't have any effect on a Mac. We don't recommend Mac users run antivirus software under normal circumstances. Of course, if you're using Windows, make sure you're running antivirus software with all updates applied, and, if at all possible, use a current web browser since older browsers have fewer protective features and may suffer from security vulnerabilities. That said, these attacks often propagate too quickly for antivirus companies to keep up, so even a fully updated antivirus program may not be able to detect such malware and protect you from it. Even though Macs are safe from the actual Windows malware that was the payload of this particular attack, there are web-based attacks, including this one from what I can tell from reader reports, that essentially take over your web browser once activated. It's important in such situations to quit the web browser using macOS X's native mechanisms, control-click the web browser's dock icon and choose quit, in order to circumvent any parts of the user interface the attacker may have compromised. Buttons within the web browser itself may not do what you expect. If you're using Firefox or another web browser that automatically restores your session after relaunching, I recommend force quitting the browser. Control-Option-click its dock icon and choose Force Quit. If you're using Firefox, force quitting puts Firefox into a recovery mode in which it asks you if you want to restore your session, thus letting you avoid reloading the offending page. In Windows, right-clicking the web browser in the taskbar and closing it from there should be a safe way to quit. You can also force quit by pressing Control-Alt-Delete and ending the task from the Task Manager. If you're interested, Troy Davis has posted an analysis of how this particular attack works on his Inputs and Outputs blog. In essence, the attackers inserted an iframe into a third-party advertisement, and that iframe contained a series of redirects on a fake page that displays the pop-up with the link to the actual malware. The important lesson to take away is this attack relies largely on the user taking specific actions, and it's entirely possible that a future attack could target Mac users with macOS X-specific malware. So be cautious, and if you're presented with an extremely unusual pop-up in your web browser, don't click its buttons and quit immediately. This is Tidbits. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at Tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and be careful out there.